pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hrfbets.com. Use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut, that's KUTT.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. The guys just dropped their bonus behind-the-scenes episode of Sean winning $200,000. Plus, this week's pick and prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today.
That's Luke Shaw. First time he's played for Manchester United in recent matches. Little touch from Fernandes. He'll go for the return and he'll score. It's the perfect start for Manchester United. In the seventh minute, Bruno Fernandes giving them the early lead, involved in the build-up. Garnacho just onside, and it's a lovely finish. Shaw's initial ball in. No chance, Townsend. Anthony, faced by Adam Lewis. Support here from Diogo Dalo. This really has been a good start to the match by the Premier League team. Kobbie Mainoo with a goal, his first in a Manchester United shirt. 2-0 inside the opening quarter of an hour. Kobbie Mainoo doubles their lead. Just watch him dropping back there on the edge of the penalty area with a lovely finish. Dalo involved in the build-up and Mainoo sweeping it home. Newport County have got it all to do here. This is Lisandro Martinez. Oh, what a pass as well to Garnacho. Support in the middle. Garnacho! So close to 3-0. Well, he only had eyes for the goal. It was an excellent ball from Lisandro Martinez. Fernandes and Hoyland left frustrated in the middle. And the header away, falling at the feet of Bryn Mawr. Oh, what a sensational strike! Rodney Parade goes absolutely mad. Newport County are back in the tie. It was a deflection off Martinez, but it was a glorious strike from Bryn Morris. Can they pick up where they left off here now at the start of this second period? They certainly have been quick out of the blocks, and now it's with Lewis who sent it in. Equalised, and here's something special in the air in South Wales once again. Will Evans, their top scorer, draws them level at 2-2. It's a delicate touch to guide it home ahead of Varane. He just got there first. Fernandes. Anthony looking for Garnacho. It'll be Luke Shaw to collect here. so unlucky. Antony on the follow-up. Manchester United's lead is restored. And Antony, a very relieved man, scoring for the first time since April of last year. Lovely effort from Shaw. The reaction from the Brazilian. It's Newport County 2, Manchester United 3. Shaw did really well on his wrong foot, and Antony guided it home. Newport County still plugging away, still looking for a route back, and that was a good effort too from Will Evans. From the moment it left his boots, there were hopes in the stadium it would find the corner. Maguire winning the ball in the air, collected by McTominay. Here comes Omari Forson now. Blocked by Townsend. Hoyland! And the tie is finally beyond reach for Newport County. Rasmus Hoyland makes it 4-2 in added time. The through ball from Garnacho. Omari Forson forced the save. Hoyland found the little gap. It's Newport County 2, Manchester United 4. And Hoyland finally has some reward for all his hard work this afternoon. Is there to be a late consolation goal for Newport County? Altai Binder forced to make a save. And it stays at 4-2.
You are listening to BetMUFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow BetMUFC on X at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. You can also follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. The Sports Gambling Podcast Network are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, or also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also follow my other X account as well, which is at LockBangX. That's at LockBettingX. That's what I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. At the moment, you can still see the month of December, but that will be soon swapped for the month of January in the next 48 hours. And January was the 128th month in a row of transparent track profit, heavily aided by our NFL futures that were posted in September. They concluded in January, so they're added to the month of January. We did very, very well with them once again, and we did well with our Champions League futures in the month of December, going 7-1. So we were looking for record profits in the month of December, but we fell just short, landing £4,450, just shy of the record all time of £4,709, but still a monster month. And January has also been a monster month. We look to continue that rolling in February. If you're interested in signing up, you could shoot me a DM to ask any questions at LockBettingX, or you can simply just head over to lockbetting.com if you want to do any further research. I'd encourage you to do the due diligence. You could scroll down the X account to find all the other spreadsheets, or you can look through them at lockbetting.com. When you look through our spreadsheets, what you'll notice is that we manage a bankroll sensibly. We won't lose a play and then chase it by doubling the stakes, so a one-unit loser won't be chased with a two-unit play. You'll rarely find two-unit plays on there, or three-unit plays, or five-unit plays, or 10-unit plays, or 20-unit plays, or 25-unit plays, or max plays, or whale plays, or play of the year, or play of the month, or play of the week, or play of the century, or any of that nonsensical Monopoly money bullshit. That is not real. These guys are just playing with Monopoly money. They're not making real bets, but we are making real bets. We're making real bets for real people that want to make real money from this hobby and who want to learn how to sensibly manage a bankroll. If you have a disposable income and you want to make betting more fun, that's what we can do for you by making it more profitable. And if you want to do that research, as I said, look through the spreadsheets. Or if you have questions, shoot me those questions over at the X account. Once again, at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. So moving on with this edition of BetMUFC. Did not do the weekend edition in the end, covering a game against Newport. We just ran out of time. I was in a different time zone. I was in the US. It took me about 4 hours to flag down an Uber after WWE Royal Rumble. Ended up walking to a local hotel and just sitting in the lobby while my son was just asleep on a couch, having Ubers cancelled over and over and over and over again. I was intending to get back to my hotel a lot earlier to do BetMUFC, which was the final show we needed to do at the weekend, but couldn't get it done. So that one ended up not getting done. But ultimately, it was just a game against Newport. Should have been a routine win for Man United. Didn't really have too much to say about it, but I have more to say about it now because, of course, it wasn't a routine win. Man United were pegged back to 2-2 from being 2-0 up. It looked like we were finally going to put a team to the sword. It looked like we were finally going to get a result that a Premier League team like Man United should get against a team like Newport on our way to a 5 or 6 goal victory. But that wasn't to be the case. In the end, it was a scrappy 4-2 win. We let this team back into the game, and that really shouldn't be happening. And that's concerning when you're travelling to Wolves this week, which is the game that we're going to look at the end of the show, as Man United travel to Wolves as part of this match day 22 midweek slate. Of course, off the pitch, there have been more issues with the Marcus Rashford situation. For those people that thought that Jim Ratcliffe was going to come in and suddenly there would be a magic wand waved, the reality of that has certainly set in with Marcus Rashford's behaviour. Decided to go out on a night out in Belfast. There have been conflicting reports about how drunk he was or what really went into that. But at the end of the day, he called in sick for Man United. He's the highest paid player at the club, and he called in sick for Man United in order to go out and party at Belfast. It doesn't matter how drunk you were. It doesn't matter what the reasoning was. Marcus Rashford has disgraced himself once again. Marcus Rashford is a player who had that one great season last year, got himself a new contract, and since then has been an absolute disgrace on and off the pitch. His off the field antics, of course, have led to this situation this weekend, but there have been others prior to that. And then on the pitch, he's been a disgrace as well. Hasn't contributed anything as far as assists and goals. Hasn't been tracking back either. Has been seen being lazy in terms of winning the ball back. And it's basically just been an absolute shell of the player that he was last season whilst he was going for the contract. And now he has the monster contract. We're seeing a version of Marcus Rashford that we've become more familiar with over the last 4 or 5 years. A couple of good seasons, but mostly bad ones. And it's reached a point where I've realised, like many Man United fans, that he isn't going to be the player that leads Manchester United. He isn't going to take that mantle and take over and lead us to trophies or lead us to anything at this point. I think it's time to part ways with Marcus Rashford for this club. He can come back and he can have a couple of good games in a row. He can maybe even start next season better if he stays at the club and pull the wool over people's eyes once again. But it's always going to be hit and miss. The consistency is never going to be there. And if you want to play for Manchester United, you need to be consistent, at least by the old standards set by Sir Alex Ferguson, standards that have absolutely gone down the toilet. And it's the lowering of standards that has led to the lowering of results. It's the way that Manchester United now will celebrate a Carabao Cup as if that is a successful season, as if coming third in the league and winning the Carabao Cup represents a massively successful season. That in itself is the lowering of standards. And obviously there's got to be a combination between being realistic and having high standards when you look at where Manchester United are coming from. But ultimately it also has to be a goal to get back to the standards of before. And we're never going to get there with these type of players, these Lingards, Pogbas, Martials, Marcus Rashfords, Luke Shaws, players that Jose Mourinho literally threw under a bus, and what he said was ignored by the club. We obviously went through that in the mid-season report episode. You can go back and listen to that. That was full of audio clips looking at the issues at Manchester United. And those, as I said, who expected Jim Ratcliffe to come in and wave a magic wand, you can see there are huge problems at the club. And Marcus Rashford is a huge part of that. And I don't care now if he has any kind of return to form. I don't care if Marcus Rashford starts next season on fire. I don't care if Marcus Rashford scores the winning goal in the FA Cup final. He's never going to be a consistent Manchester United player. And we need consistent players if we are going to even make a dent in the dominance of Manchester City, or even can catch up to the likes of Liverpool and Arsenal, who are once again challenging for the league or in and around that position, whereas Manchester United last season, they managed to flirt with challenging for the league for a few weeks, but ultimately were well short in the end. Third place, as I said, was a good building block, but those building blocks have been knocked down, and we're exactly where we were in the season where we sacked Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and finished the season under Ralf Rangnick, finishing sixth in the league in a season where Rangnick identified all of these issues at the club, but those issues were not addressed. And despite the fact that Erik ten Hag did have a great first season last season, that just seemed like papering over cracks, and we're back to exactly where we were. with even more money spent under another manager and looking like it's not going to work out and we're not moving in the right direction. I think it would be fair to say at this point that it's highly unlikely that Manchester United will return to the Champions League via their league position. And I think the only thing that can really save Man United's season and possibly even save Ten Hag would be winning the FA Cup. And now it looks like Manchester United will face a much tougher task than they faced so far in this competition by travelling away to Nottingham Forest, a team that they've already lost to away from home in the Premier League this season. That's if Nottingham Forest can come through a replay. But if they do, that's a tough fifth round task for Manchester United and one that I'm not entirely convinced that they are up to. Before we move on to looking ahead to the Wolves game, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about the SGP on Patreon, as the guys just dropped this month's bonus episode, behind the scenes breakdown of Sean's 200k win. This week's Patreon pick and prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square, plus access to all the picks sheets and exclusive channel on Discord. To get involved, just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Let me also take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. And you can win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little catch over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with that promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN.
Did Marcus apologise for what he did last week?
As I said, yes, take a responsibility, case closed.
And just still on that, do you feel as though he's testing your authority? Because it's been twice this season that he's transgressed. Also, he's joined up with a publicist who has deals with other players, Jadon Sancho and Cristiano Ronaldo, who've also crossed you in the past. Is that antagonistic of him?
No, Samoa. Nothing to do with the relationship between me and Marcus. But as I said, maybe you have another question. Otherwise, we will pass it through.
Just on a more general theme, Eric, you talked about standards off the pitch. These days, for modern players, how important is it for them to surround themselves with the right people, people who've got their best interests at heart, rather than those who may lead them astray? And how, as a manager, can you have any influence on that?
First of all, the players on this level has to manage themselves. And that is what you can demand from the player. And a player has to know what is good and what is no good. And when you want to play top football, it demands a certain way of life, always.
And do you feel you have to reinforce that message, not just in light of what's happened?
No. Come on. Hey, what are we talking about? We are talking top football players. I don't have to educate him anymore. Not when you are player for Man United.
They should know.
Yeah. Eric, can I just ask, how is this different to Jadon Sancho? Because Jadon Sancho is exiled for a social media post and ends up leaving the club. Marcus Rashford's gone out partying to the early hours of a day he's meant to be training, and yet he's welcomed back into the squad.
Well, what is your point?
So why does Jadon Sancho get exiled from the squad for what he did, and Marcus Rashford is welcomed back into the squad after what he did?
Well, we can sort everything out internal. But Jadon had to go public.
Paul, just in terms of Marcus's form on the pitch, Eric, how important is he going to be for you in the second half of the season to achieve your goals? Because when he is on form, when he is focused, he can clearly score a lot, scored 30 goals last season.
So, as I said, you see last two Premier League games, but also I think in the Wigan game, it was clear. And you see the progress between Marcus Rashford and Rasmus Højlund. And especially now, the team behind, in the back, is getting stronger. And that's growing, and that gives, I think, a good spirit and mood in the team, because those two, and also see the progress from Garnacho, was very positive. We have a front line I think it's a danger. And then in the back, Bruno. And then the midfield, who's returning, who get more more established. And then Luke Shaw over the left side is returning. So I think it's much positive in it. And I'm sure when there's more consistent and stable in the back, then the front line will get benefit from it.
James.
Eric, just talking generally, you know, sometimes a player may make a bad decision and he knows it and you move on. Sometimes players historically have made bad decisions, but there's more going on in their life. There's other issues going on that then end up coming out and help to explain some of their behaviours. Do you as a manager have to be aware of those things and make distinctions for behaviour if there's more going on than just maybe a reckless decision in a one-off incident?
Yeah, of course. That is part of the job, and to support your players, but also we have people in this club who are helping the players on that. But as I said before, by the end of the day, when you are a player at Man United, you have to manage yourself and you have to take responsibility for your performance and your performance in a team. And it's all about that Man United is winning football games. It's all about that. It's not so complicated.
Last question, Jeremy.
Actually, I'd like to ask two, please. First one is, you say case is closed to protect Marcus Rashford. But isn't this part of the problem, that there's too much protection of Marcus in this particular situation? And actually, if he understood, you know, actually what he's done by you talking about it more, it might actually help him?
Sorry, Jamie. I said... I responded on the questions. I responded on Sunday. We make the statement. I responded now. I think the case is closed.
Oh. Second question. Are you concerned if you pick him tomorrow to start, that might send out the wrong message?
So I didn't pick him on Sunday. We draw the line. And from that point on, we move on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So we got no help there with the Wolves game. Not one question was asked about Wolves. It was all about Marcus Rashford. And I'm going to play one last clip from Alan Shearer on Match of the Day talking about Marcus Rashford. And we're going to move on from there to looking at the Wolves game by ourselves. Before we do that, though, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Cut also allows you to list almost any kind of bet, and it's perfect for getting action on those fun Super Bowl prop bets. So once again, head over to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And finally, you can still get 15% off everything in the SGPN merch store from now until the end of the month by using the promo code PLAYOFFS. We're competing against other shows for a bonus. Make sure you pick up your favourite item from the Soccer Gambling Podcast to support the show that makes you more money than any other podcast. Of course, you can support us by leaving a review on iTunes. But if you do end up getting yourself a hoodie or a t-shirt or whatever from the Soccer Gambling Podcast, I actually have all the stuff. I wear it all the time. It's good quality stuff. And also, you can show your support for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Send me a tweet when you buy the items or wait for them to come through, and I will give you a retweet and a like. And I will also follow you from the @SGPSoccer account. And you can also tag me on the LockBetting account, and I'll follow you on that one as well.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
There's a huge talent in there with Marcus Rashford. We saw him be disciplined last season when he was late for a meeting. He actually missed a game. But something is clearly wrong, either at home or his relationship with the football club, because he can't keep doing this. He can't waste his talent. It's not right. He needs strong management, someone to get hold of him and say, you know what, you get to the end of your career and you have huge regrets. You can't have that, and you don't need that.
It's causing more problems. It's supposed to come to the game today and focus on what they need to do. And now we're having to ask him what's happening off the pitch. Yeah. And it's just not been good enough from the whole squad since Ten Hag has come to the club.
Huge talent or not, I don't think it matters anymore at this point. Because at the end of the day, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And Marcus Rashford hasn't worked hard since he's had this contract. Marcus Rashford hasn't worked hard consistently. He's turned up sporadically over the course of the last 5-6 years. And turning up sporadically isn't acceptable for Man United, because that's what we have too many players doing. And that's why we're not challenging for anything. And that's why we turn up on some weeks, and that sometimes can be good enough to win us a trophy or get us into the top four and back into the Champions League or challenge for the title for a few weeks, which has really been as good as it's got. But it isn't going to be good enough to ever win anything major. And I'm talking about the Champions League or the Premier League, not the Carabao Cup. As much as I did enjoy the Carabao Cup and thought it was a solid building block for Manchester United, it has proved to be little more than just another one-off moment, a false sense of security for supporters. And once again, we are back to, as I said, where we were under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Ralf Rangnick. So what do we do? Is there another rebuild here for Man United? Do we change the manager again and let these players get another manager sacked again? Or do we actually start to take care of the problems and finally get rid of the likes of Martial and Rashford like we did with Lingard and Pogba? Are there more cancers to remove before we can actually fully rebuild? And even if we do get these players out, has it already become a contagious infection? Have Rashford and Martial and the likes of Lingard been there long enough that they've already had an effect on the other players that remain there? Do we need a bigger clear out than people think? Is it even worth getting rid of someone like a Luke Shaw, who is an automatic starter for Man United when he's fit? But is he a part of that culture of the club, this lazy, entitled culture where you don't understand what it is to be a Manchester United player? I don't think Luke Shaw has ever understood. I don't think Marcus Rashford ever understood, even though Marcus Rashford has come from the bottom at Manchester United. He's worked his way up through the youth system. He's got the club in his blood, much like Lingard did. But for some reason, they've never really conducted themselves like Manchester United players. So, I mean, this is a podcast that we could do for hours. But it's also one that seems to be repeating itself over and over again. If you go back to the mid-season report, it largely primarily focused on this type of thing. So it's not something that we can do on the show over and over and over and over again. but it seems to be something that we need to give some time to over and over again, because these Man United players keep finding themselves embroiled in disciplinary issues, and quite frankly, it's become embarrassing at this point. And it can't be a case of looking at the individuals each and every time, looking at Greenwood, looking at Anthony, looking at Rashford, but rather looking at the whole club infrastructure, which is, again, another episode we could do, but another episode we've already done, largely on the mid-season report that we posted a couple of weeks back. So let's finally move on to this game where Man United travel to Wolves as favourites to win at Molineux. 11-8 favourites to win at Molineux, with Wolves at 15-8 and the draw here available at 5-2. I can't take Man United to win away from home. I can't recommend that people invest their money on Manchester United to get any kind of positive results away from home. I think Wolves here at 15-8 might actually be a live underdog. Wolves have been rock solid this season compared to last season, and they head into Thursday's game actually unbeaten in their last seven. They haven't lost a home match here since September, and have already beaten Man City, Spurs and Chelsea since then, which is why it makes absolutely no sense that Man United would be a favourite. Man United have only won one of their last six league games and have taken just 1 point from their last four away trips. It also doesn't fill you with confidence when you see Man United comfortably dominating a game against lower league opposition like Newport, and then Newport managed to find a couple of goals. And certainly you could give credence to Wolves being able to find a couple of goals here in this one as well. Manchester United have actually conceded twice, or have conceded exactly two goals in five of the last six outings in all competitions, including a 2-1 defeat at Nottingham Forest in their last Premier League away game. So it's very, very difficult to make any case for Man United to be the first team to win at Molineux since September, especially when you look at the other scalps that Wolves have taken here on their own turf. Wolves also should have won at Old Trafford on the opening day of the season, and Man United were very lucky to escape with a win in that game, a 1-0 win with a winning goal from Rafa Varane. I don't think they'll be as lucky here. I like over 2.5 goals here in this game, as I definitely see Wolves scoring a couple of goals, but the play I like most is simply for Wolves to avoid a defeat. We can get Wolves here with a one goal start at the price of 8-13. And that's going to be my selection here for this game. Cannot make any case for Manchester United to win here. Wolves unbeaten since September. Man United lost their last Premier League away game against Forest and also shipped two goals away to Newport at the weekend. That's it for me and this edition of BetMUFC. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.